The defeat of the 2013 Farm Bill in the House back in June came as a wake-up call to some, as cuts to SNAP became a major hurdle to progress in getting Congress to bolster farm and food programs. In July, the House approved a measure dropping nutrition programs from the Farm Bill. No Democrats voted in favor of the revised House bill. House Republicans on Capitol Hill view Thursday's vote to reform the nation's food stamp program via the Nutrition Reform and Work Opportunity Act as an opportunity to put the brakes on SNAP. The tally was 217 to 210. Hunger Action of New York State Executive Director Mark Dunleavy minces no words in a comment directed toward those who voted yes.
While we can be heartened by the fact that such cuts will never be approved by the Senate or the President, it is still immoral that in a country as rich as the United States, so many elected officials are willing to take food away from the vulnerable citizens at a time of high unemployment and poverty, especially among children and senior citizens. Over half the people on food stamps right now have a job. They're not making enough to make ends meet. That's why we need Congress to raise the minimum wage. Over the last 30 years, we have witnessed a radical transfer of wealth and income from average Americans to the very rich. The needs of the many should not be sacrificed to the greed of the few. We certainly do appreciate the fact that Congressman Gibson did join with some of the Democrats in the area, like Congressman Tonko and Owens, to vote against this horrible bill.
New York Representatives Michael Grimm, Richard Hanna, and Peter King were also among 15 Republicans who voted no. Here's Hudson Valley Republican Chris Gibson.
What we're looking for is a program that at once ensures those who need assistance, that assistance is available for them, and also in a manner that the taxpayers are proud of. So I don't think that this bill hits the mark.
No Democrats voted for the measure, including Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, also of the Hudson Valley.
The only good news is that it will speed up the day when we get to conference and we fix these more extreme provisions.
The bill is not expected to make it through the Democrat-controlled Senate. If a new farm bill is not passed by September 30th, federal farm policy could revert back to a 1940s-era law that would regulate farming beginning in January. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.